Have you ever met someone for the first time and felt like you've known them forever? Or visited a place that stirred something deep in your soul, something that you couldn't quite explain? That pull, that deja vu, that unshakable connection. These aren't coincidences. They might just be signs of a life you've lived before. Today, we're diving into the mystical thread that ties your current reality to past lifetimes. Get ready to spot the signs you've lived before and discover how your past may be influencing your present. Welcome to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Theis. I am a psychic energy worker. I'm a soul connection specialist and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl's Guide to Goals, One Spicy Erotic Story, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates, and sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. So this month, we're talking about past lives and reincarnation. That is the theme for August. And with that, I have brought a reading out of retirement. This is no longer on my site. I haven't offered this to the public for at least 5-8 years, somewhere in there. It is a past life reading. Okay. It is $90. And it's available this month of August 2025 only. Now, what this reading entails. Who were you in a past life? How many lives have you lived? For those who believe in past lives, feel that what is happening in this past and in the past life, two lives have direct bearing on what's going on in the current life, which is what we're talking about today. This reading includes, who were you in the last life? How many past lives have you had? What were your past lives? And this one, what were your past lives? The powers that be only give me what past lives you need to know about right now in this current life. Because I've had people I've done this reading for who've had hundreds upon hundreds of past lives. And the only ones that are relevant to now is what comes through. What else? What past life has the most direct bearing on your current life? It might not be the one you just finished. It could be one, you know, thousands of years ago. And what karmic ties from the past need to be dealt with in your current life? If this reading is something you would like to have, email me at alliethis@yahoo.com. It is A-L-L-I-E-T as in Tom, H-E-I-S-S, like Sam Sam. At yahoo.com. All right. Past life reading. It hasn't been offered in years. $90. Let me know. And, or if you have any questions, please email me as well. And we'll get this taken care of as soon as possible. Okay. So moving forward, let's go to the card of the week, shall we? Now, it doesn't matter if you're listening to this card of the week today, tomorrow, or 5 years from now. Whatever card I'm about to pull is for you for this week, okay, for the next 7 days, whenever you listen to this. The deck I am using today, I have another Rebecca Campbell deck. This one is called Work Your Light. And let's see what this week has in store for us. Luckily, I've already done the energy, at least I've drawn the energy for my Mystical Minds, the free group, and for the VIP group. And thankfully, August doesn't look to be as difficult. It will still be challenging when none of us are getting a cakewalk, but it's a bit lighter than the last several months have been. Okay. So let's pull a card here and see what we get for this upcoming week. And I have, oh, I can never say the name of this star system. Pleiades. And I know that's wrong. Pleiades. Pleiades. It is a star system. We have plenty of souls from that star system. And this is all about double mission, channeling and uplifting humanity. So this week, what the powers that be want you to do, they want you to tap into your spirit crew. And if you don't know about your spirit crew or anything about them, that was the whole month of July. So there are four podcasts back in July that will talk about your spirit crew and how you can contact them and all of the above. Okay. But it also wants us to uplift humanity. A lot of people are at a low moment in life. Okay. As they say, shit has really been hitting the fan. There have been enormous job losses. Healthcare is being revoked here in the States. And the current administration is doing whatever they can to consolidate power and keep that power for decades on end. So this time can feel, I don't know, overwhelming. And of course, we have what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. We have the Gaza Strip, the Palestinians, Israel. It's just a lot to deal with on a day-to-day basis, which is why I'm pretty sure that this card has come up to help us not only channel and talk with our soul crew, but to help people. Okay, to lend a helping hand. If you see somebody in a supermarket having a hard time, maybe reaching a can or being able to read, because I'm telling you, at 58, I cannot read the back of the cans like I used to. So, help them out. Do what you can to help out your fellow man. And if they reject your help, or if they say something derogatory towards you, that says everything about them. And nothing about you. Okay? So, double mission, channeling and uplifting humanity. Let's all work on that this week. Now, the mystical item this week is the Lemurian seed crystal. I love this crystal. I have several of them. It holds ancient wisdom from lost civilizations. Meditate with it to unlock past life memories and ancestral codes. One of my favorite things is this crystal. I have the Lemurian seed crystal. I've got a lot of different star system crystals, including those that go back to Atlantis. I am a crystal fiend. I have far more crystals than I should ever have. But with the Lemurian seed crystal, Google it. There are plenty of places who still sell those. And check one out for yourself. Okay. Now, as I mentioned earlier, August is all about past lives and reincarnation. Your soul has stories, and now it's time for you to remember them. The main topic of this episode is past life signs in this life. All right? So, the soul keeps score. Oh, it does. Even if your conscious mind draws a blank, your soul always remembers. Every experience from a past life, whether it's joyful, traumatic, ordinary, or maybe extraordinary, leaves an energetic imprint. These memories may not surface as clear images or stories, but they ripple through your emotions, behaviors, and even your intuition. Think of your soul as a spiritual hard drive, silently storing centuries, millenniums probably, of data, waiting for the right moment or trigger to bring it forward. This deep memory often reveals itself in unexpected ways. There's fears and phobias with no clear source, like a terror of drowning despite never learning to swim, or an increased fear of fire, close spaces, or abandonment, Mine is going on a bridge over water. There is no, I have no rational fear for that. I have discovered through all my past life stuff that it's from a past life where I had a car that went off a bridge and I died. So it's no wonder I don't like it. Strong preferences or aversions to places, people, or symbols. Maybe such as a powerful draw to Egypt, like I have. The Celtic runes, medieval music, or maybe a sudden anxiety when entering a particular location. You can have emotional reactions that feel outsized or maybe a little bit confusing, like crying maybe at a historic site. Or if you're not the historic at the historic site, you're seeing something about it in streaming or TV or whatever, and it invokes deep emotions within you. Or maybe you panic in a crowd and you don't understand why all of a sudden this panic has been brought on. You also could have talents that come effortlessly. Painting, dancing, healing, speaking a language you've never really studied. My talent is writing. I have a exceptionally good imagination, and I have channeled that into, actually, I'm writing two separate books that I'm using my imagination for. One is a mystery novel, and the other one is what the combined fantasy and romance. Fantasy, fan romancy, something like that it's called, but I started that book even before that term came out. Anyways, baby, you have a love for herbs that may point to a life as an herbalist or a midwife. A fear of speaking up might stem from a time where you led to do so. You were led to be part of persecution or maybe even death. These aren't quirks, they're clues. Fragments of who you've been are surfacing now to help you integrate the wisdom, release the wounds, and evolve forward with awareness. So there's things called karmic loops and soul contracts. Reincarnation isn't random, it's relational. We don't just return to Earth alone. We often return in soul clusters, repeating cycles with people we've known across time. These reoccurring dynamics can show up in your life through maybe complicated family ties, tension that feels deeper than anything this lifetime could have created, lovers you can't forget. Even if the relationship was very brief, maybe it was toxic or even illogical, you can't forget about them. Strangers who instantly feel familiar, that eerie we've met before feeling, relationship patterns that replay, same emotional wounds, but different faces. These are soul contracts, agreements made before incarnating to meet again and play out roles for mutual growth. They are not always romantic or pleasant. Sometimes they exist to challenge you, maybe help heal you, or bring you some karmic balance. The person who betrayed you may once have had been the one you wronged. The partner you keep attracting may reflect an unresolved wound carried across lifetimes. Some contracts are here to help you complete a cycle. Others ask you to choose differently this time around. Remember, karma isn't punishment. It's repetition until awareness happens. So the body remembers too. Oh, it does. Your body holds more than just your physical history. It holds the echoes of every life your soul has ever lived. While your conscious mind forgets, and there's a reason for that. Can you imagine remembering everything over every lifetime? Whew, that could be a lot to handle. But the body keeps score in muscle memory, posture, reflexes, and sensation. This is known as cellular memory, and it can manifest in ways that seem unexplainable, like chronic aches or tension that elude diagnosis, birthmarks in significant or symbolic places, a gut-level reaction to clothing styles, tools, or even smells, instinctive mastery of a skill you've never really practiced in this life. Maybe your throat clenches before public speaking, not because of anxiety now, but because maybe you were once silenced or punished for your voice. Or your back pain flares when you're in power, as if your body remembers carrying burdens you didn't choose. Or you step into a dance studio and move like you've done it for centuries. These aren't fantasies, they're signals, soul stories encoded into flesh. Your body is a map of your soul's experiences, and when you learn to listen, healing can begin at a deeper level than talk alone can reach. So, dream portals and soul symbols. Dreams are one of the clearest portals to your soul's memory. When the conscious mind rests, the subconscious opens, and with it, the door to other times, bodies, and lifetimes. Because our subconscious is really what controls us when we're awake, and it allows us to explore other realms while we're asleep. So through your dreams, you may walk ancient streets you've never visited in this lifetime, speak foreign languages or recognize places without explanation, experience trauma or joy that feels vividly real, interact with people who are strangers in waking life but feel like family or lovers in dreams. Many people report recurring dreamscapes like battlefields, temples, cobblestone alleys, desert rituals, persecution scenes. Sometimes you're a different gender, race, or status, yet the dream feels deeply personal, almost like a memory. Even when the dream is symbolic, and I honestly don't believe that dreams are symbolic. I believe these are real experiences that we are traveling to as we sleep, but some people believe in symbolism, so that's why I've brought this in. Your emotional response is the tell. Okay, a dream of being hunted may be a mirror of a past life of persecution. A dream of healing others in a candlelit room could stem from a life as a midwife, priestess, or physician. The soul often speaks in imagery. Look at the architecture, the weather, the symbols. Dreams are not always linear, as most of us have found out, but they are always layered. And sometimes, and I believe this wholeheartedly, they're not dreams. They're remembrances. And I also believe they are experiences and travels. So, the soul work for the week, guys. This week, I want you to tune into the whispers of your soul with these guided reflections and practices. There's no pressure, just presence. Number one, dream journal activation. Before bed, set the intention. If there is a memory from another lifetime I need to remember, let it come to me gently in my dreams. Keep a notebook nearby and jot down whatever you do recall, no matter how strange or fragmented. You see a elephant in a pink tutu? Put it down, because you never know where that's from. Over time, you're going to be able to see repeated locations, repeated emotions, and maybe some repeated unfamiliar names. Do a past life scan. Ask yourself, what patterns keep repeating in my relationships? Do I have any fears that feel bigger than this life? And what skills or interests have always come to me naturally? Pick one and journal. What would shift if this pattern or gift was linked to a past life? Okay, you can do number three. Write down the names of five people you felt an instant, unexplainable connection to. Next to each name, write how you felt when you met, what role they've played in your growth, any intuitive hints about what that lifetime you may have shared. And don't second guess, just allow your soul to speak and write it down. You can also do a body clue check-in. Close your eyes. Take three deep breaths and scan your body slowly from head to toe. Where does your body feel heavy? Charged, maybe even numb. Place your hand over that area and ask, is there something I've carried from another life? Note any images, emotions, or insights that arise. And I'd love it if you shared these reflections. You know, you've got my email, allythese@yahoo.com. Love for you to share it. Your soul, it already knows the way back to your past lives. You're just going to be remembering a new path. Isn't that kind of awesome? And in this episode, sparking recognition, emotion, or maybe a deep yes, you're not alone. These signs are soul whispers, and when we notice them, healing begins. In our free Mystical Minds community, we're continuing the conversations with dream threads, past life prompts, and personal stories from others just like you, curious, intuitive, and remembering. Come join us, reconnect with your soul's journey, and discover the magic of community remembrance. You'll find the link below in the show's notes. And remember, we are eternal beings with layered histories, and each lifetime leaves its mark. The signs of who you've been are woven into who you are. You're not imagining the pull, the knowing, or the mystery. You are remembering. Well, that's a wrap here in this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, maybe a nudge from your soul. Don't forget your soul work for the week and the special reading for the month of August. You'll find it all under resources for episode. And remember, if you loved what we explored today, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. You can also book a course of private reading or a soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or maybe a deeper connection on your soul path. And until next time, everybody, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.